Okay, so doing it, the case is you take food, you put it in your mouth without making a bracha, by accident. And what do you do now? Before you swallow, you haven't swallowed it yet, so the question is, what do you do? So the Gemara says, it depends what kind of food it is. If it's a food which you could just pull out and it's not disgusting, let's say like a lollipop, so then you just pull it out and make a bracha, okay? Why not? That's the best thing. If it's something which would be disgusting if you were to throw it out, if you were to pull it out, let's say like a chewed up pretzel, for instance, you know, so you can't spit it out, it's disgusting. And you know, it's not, you know, then you shevach on a disgusting thing, and then to give praise on that, that's that you don't do. So then what you do is you move it to the side of your mouth, and you you put it in the cheek, and then you make a bracha. Okay, but so even though the bracha may not be as clear, or that's not the best way to speak with something in the side of your mouth, but that's the best you can do. But if it's a liquid, where that's not an option, because you move it to the side of your mouth, it's going to fall out, you're not going to be able to talk and keep it in your mouth at the same time, so then you swallow. Okay, and the question is, what have you to swallow it? The bracha. So that's what the Rush says, you make the bracha afterwards. Okay, the shakal after you swallow it. Okay, which is what we want to understand. How could you possibly say a bracha shakal after you eat something? What right do you have to swallow it? Because you're generally not allowed to eat something without making a bracha. So how here do you make it afterwards? How does that allow? What's the permit that allows you to eat? Okay, so that's kind of what we want to know, what we're going to get to, hopefully, the Rush. Okay, and there's other stuff, but so what we're going to do now is, before we're up to it now, is this Gemara Yibaya, right? Follow me, Rav Chisda? Sure? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay.
We have a couple questions in Rosh. Do you want
to hear? Yeah, the Rosh.
Rechananu the Rosh. But yeah. I think before that we said we're going to do the Gemara, no?
I don't know if we mentioned it. Which Gemara?
What?
Which Gemara?
Follow me, what happens if the question is, they ask Rav Chisda, what happens if a person eats and drinks and he didn't make a bracha? Could he make a bracha afterwards? I'm sorry, in the middle of his eating, right? That was the question. If he starts eating, he takes a few bites or whatever, he swallows, he's done. Now he's right. He's yet in the middle of the meal. Could he make a bracha now in the middle of the meal? Right? That's what I asked. Remember this? Okay, so could you make the bracha in the middle of the meal?
Nun an aleph or beis?
Nun aleph on an aleph. Okay, so the top. So again, if you eat and you drink, it says boy min berachis, like the fifth line. The misha achav shasav lo birach, ma hoshiasav revarach. So if a person eats and drinks, and he didn't make a bracha, could he then make a bracha in the middle? Okay, and the Gemara says Amar lo, misha achav shum v'reichon odav yachsav yachav shum acher k'deishi v'reichon odav. If a person eats garlic and his breath smells, so what's he gonna do? He's gonna eat more garlic, so his breath smells even worse. In other words, the guy didn't make a bracha in the first place, so what's he going to do? Now he's not going to make a bracha on the continual his continual eating, the continuation, the fact that he's going to eat more food. Of course he makes a bracha. He's in the middle of his meal, he's about to eat more food. Why not make a bracha now? Just because you messed up the first time doesn't mean you should continue your mess up and keep not making a bracha. Right? Rather, you should make a bracha. Right? It's hard to understand what was his avamina, why it was even asking. Of course, right? I mean, the way he's talking to him is, of course. What kind of crazy question is that? Of course you make a bracha. Okay, so that's what we have to explain. What does Avi know? What's his answer? Okay, what was he thinking? What's his answer? But then the Gemara says, continues, more difficult, Amravina, Hilkach, since that's the case that you're telling me that you say the bracha in the middle of the meal, even if you finish the meal, you should make the bracha at the end. Okay? Somehow that's fine. On the surface, that's not the same thing. At the end, at least in the middle, you're still yet, you have yet to eat. You're going to eat still. But this is at the end. This is the end. But he supports it. The Tanya, and I'll show you that you should be able to do it at the end. Because the Brisa says, Taval, so a Ger, talking about a Ger who goes in the Mikvah. I mean, Rashi learns about Keri, but whatever. So if someone goes to Ger, let's say a convert goes in the Mikvah. So he can't make a bracha when he's a guy. He's not commanded. So what does he do? Normally you make a bracha before you go in the Mikvah. But here what he does is he goes underwater and he comes up and then he says the bracha. So you see that you can make bracha afterwards. So just like you can make it after the mitzvah, after tevilah, so too you should be able to make it after you eat, after you finish your meal. Right? So, right, that's their question then. So a question we said is, what does that have anything to do? What do you mean, Hilkach? Since you're telling me you can do it in the middle, therefore you should even be able to do it at the end. Why? Because of this gear. I mean, what does that have to do with the fact that you can do it in the middle? Like, what's the continuity of this Gemara here? Seems like an unrelated thing. Is you make it at the end because it's like the air. Okay? I mean, because on the surface, the middle and the end is not the same thing. And he's somehow supporting himself with the gear. So if he's supporting himself with the gear, then it's an altogether different discussion. That, hey, since the gear can make it afterwards, here, you should be able to make it afterwards. Why is this the continuation of the Gemara, which is saying, oh yeah, you can make it in the middle. Oh yeah, you should, might as well make it at the end because of gear. But the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, "Vlohi hasa meikar gavur lo chazi, hacha meikar gavur chazi hove tchi etchi." So he says, "No, you can't compare gear to this, because by gear he could not have made the bracha originally, because he was non-Jewish. He wasn't subject to making a bracha. Therefore, you can make it afterwards. But here he could have made the bracha before he ate, but he just didn't. He didn't. So once he pushed, once he's pushed off and he neglected to make a bracha, that's it. It's over. Okay, it's over. He can't make a bracha anymore. Okay, that's basically the flow of the Gemara." In summation. Okay, is there a question on the pshat, on the flow of the Gemara here? Okay, so what I'd like to take up is, let's take this Gemara step by step. Okay? Step by step. So the first step is, he asks, let's say you forgot to say a bracha, and now you're holding somewhere in the middle of the meal. Do you say a bracha now on the future eating, or do you not? Okay? And his answer is, of course you do, because if your breath smells, then that'll deal. Right. So what was his original question, and what's his answer? Sounds like the answer is obvious. What was the logic of his original question? Why not? Now, let me just put down the question. And then, so again, another question.
Wait.
Is,
does Rashi say?
Yeah. So the question is. So the point that I guess Sammy and Morris are making. Noticing that later in the Gemara says, by that logic, when you finish the Su'udah, you should make the Bracha. So he says, is it only talking about Su'udah? Why does he say Su'udah? Who's talking about Su'udah here? Why is that relevant? That's talking about a meal. Why can't it just be talking about anything? You're taking a drink or whatever. And then, so you could say that's a whatever. That just means the same thing. But then, if you look where it talks about the Bracha in the first place, Rashi says it's talking about Bracha Rishonah and Berchas Hayayin and Berchas Hamotzi. So it's talking about the Bracha Rishona. He's telling you it's talking about Bracha Rishona before you eat, but he specifically says on Hamotzi and Berkei Gafen. So why does he have to say that? Right? Why does he have to say that? Just say any Bracha. Isn't it the same question? If I start taking a drink of water and I remember in the middle, then should I make a new Bracha?
So he's going to exclude the other ones?
It sounds like it. It sounds like he's saying he's limiting the whole Gemara's question only to Hamotzi and Gafen. Right? And the question, which is consistent with that noticing, that thing you noticed that's Suda later. He's like relegating the whole discussion to only talking about Hamotzi and Gafen. It seems so. I mean, if you just follow the clues, on the surface, it doesn't really make sense. Why should that matter? Who cares? Why is the question dependent upon that? But it seems to be true. Right? Rashi didn't have to say Hamotzi and Gafen. I mean, there's no reason to add that in. Why is that important? I mean, it could be it's a little bit of a clue, you know? So maybe like this. Maybe the question is like this, is that, see, the bracha, you're giving shavach. You're giving shavach Hashem, praise to God for giving you someone's own food, right? Creating such and such a food. So I could see an argument that, so when do you give praise for this food? So when do you do it? So you do it before. Right? Why do you do it before? Why did it before?
Over Lasiasim.
Over Lasiasim, okay, but why?
Before you start.
Before you start, okay, good. What? It's a matir, okay, good. But the idea is a matir, it's a permit to eat it, but what's the sense that it's a matir? Why is the matir that you do it after? Or what's the idea that it's a matir?
So you recognize that you're about to be involved with
God. Right, it's like first you recognize the thing is from God, and then you involve yourself in the pleasure. Right, I mean, the bracha is a recognition that it's this thing is from God. So the saying is, first you recognize that it's from God, and then you say, and then you eat it, and you enjoy it. You don't first pig out and eat it, and then say, oh yeah, thanks God, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, God made the thing. It's a natural, that there's an order. Okay. Yeah, okay, so there's an order. So again, there's an order to the eating. First comes the recognition of God, then comes the eating, and that makes sense. That's the way the bracha works. Okay? But what happens is, if a person first eats, and then makes a bracha, you could argue that that's wrong. That implies that your eating is more important than your recognition of God. Okay? That implies like a negative idea. Well, what kind of order is this? Well, now you think about God after you eat. Right? So maybe you'd argue is that, look, your chance to make the bracha is beforehand. Because you prioritize, first you recognize God, then you eat. But if you do it the other way, so then it's creating a false order. You're creating a relative order of pleasure, then recognize God. So that's, you'd say, is a problem. You're not allowed to do that. It's not real praise. What kind of praise is that? Okay, but you'll ask. And Yehuda says, yeah, but you're going to eat more. You're going to continue eating. So what's your question exactly? So since you're going to continue eating...
You have another opportunity to put it in the right order.
Oh. You have another opportunity to put it in the right order. But how could you correct... but it's still the wrong order. Because it's eat, God, eat. So, I mean, still there's, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying it has to end at some point. Why can't you just...
Start again. Do over.
Yeah.
Do over. Okay.
Why is the bracha automatically tofes from beforehand?
Okay, good. So I think that... So what's the answer to that question? So I think the answer to that is that's why Rashi says it's talking about a suda. That's why we're talking about a meal. Because you're right. If you take a drink of water, then you could argue is that every sip is unrelated to every previous sip. There's no relationship between them. So I drank one sip of water, I didn't make a bracha. Okay, fine. But now I'm going to take a new sip. So now with my new sip, what am I supposed to do? Then of course, why should I make it? Now it's a new sip, and now I have to make bracha, then recognize God. So it's unrelated to what I did before. Before I messed up, but now I'm going to take a bracha and then recognize God. And that's the right order to do it. Right? And I'm doing it the right order. That would be the correct order. There's no, that's history, the first sip. First sip is gone. It's history, now I'm taking a new sip, and now I'm making bracha, recognize God. It's not this sip and that sip aren't related together, they're independent. So therefore, there's no question there, of course. But when you're dealing with the se'uda, there's a phenomenon of kvias. You're setting yourself down. You're starting a meal. Okay, and your wine also has kvias. Okay, your person is set. There's a process, a continual process of eating a meal. You don't say every bite in a meal is a new bite, is a new achila. It's part of a phenomenon of a meal. And drinking of wine, you sit and you drink wine. And every sip is part of the greater totality of the drinking wine, the process of drinking wine. So if that's the case, so then if you set up your meal, started your meal, now you make a bracha, then you continue your meal. So your order is messed up. You should have made the bracha before your meal. Now you're putting the bracha, you're recognizing God, in the middle of your meal. So that's a messed up order. So you can't do it. That's his question, right? It's good. Okay, so what's the other side to say that you would do it? Right? What's the other side to say that you would do it? And in fact, that's kind of what the Gemara says. We have a hint. The Gemara says, just because your breath smells once, you're going to make your breath smell worse. So what's that other side, and what's the question? Okay, good. So I mean, we have to get the two sides, but I think you're just saying it's good. Is that you recognizing God out of order is better than not recognizing God at all, which means what's your other option? What's your other option? To just keep on eating without recognizing God?
Well, what are you going to do?
Hold on a second. Right, are you going to keep on going eating without recognizing God? That's even worse. What's the problem? What's the problem in taking the first bite and ordering your food before God? Is that it's like your eating doesn't have anything to do with God? It's like, oh, now I'm just enjoying myself. So now what are you going to do? So just let's leave God out for the whole meal. Isn't that worse? Isn't that making it worse? So what are you gaining by keeping the order? Look, unfortunately, you messed up, and you messed up the order. So that's a casualty. That's what has to happen. At this point, what's your other option? That's what he said back to him. He says, the whole problem is you didn't make a bracha. Now you're going to do it. You're going to keep eating and keep eating and keep eating. That's even worse. So what kind of argument is there to say that you're going to, that you only make the bracha altogether? Right? Good point. Right, so it's the first side now. I think that by this point, why do you have to keep going back and forth? Because it almost makes you think that the first point was a mistake. Because it's like saying, what kind of argument? Like, it's not just giving a counter argument. It's undermining the whole argument in the first place. What kind of argument is the order? That's ridiculous. What's the other option? Like, he answers back then. That's ridiculous. So what's the... Did he have no answer? Like, what's the... That just sounds absurd. You know, what are you going to gain here? So don't do it altogether. It's just too good. It's too good of an argument. You know what I mean? It must be like, what is... You have to go back and make it stronger and then get the point, you know, the point of in question here. Because it's not just he missed, he made a logical error. I mean, it must be that at least there was a question in some sense to it, even though the Gemara ends up rejecting it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, okay, good. So Mara says, good. It's no, there's a counter argument. Because saying the bracha second is a negative, right? It's a distortion. You're saying, you're doing an action of putting bracha in second place. That's a violation. That's a negative. It's not just like a lack of shabbat. That's like a negative. You're placing God second. Right? That is wrong. Better to just not say the bracha at all and be absent shabbat than to give a bad idea. Right? There's just an idea of absence. So I'm not saying bracha. Like I'm not in your face. I'm not saying it. It's just an absence. Right? That's his argument. That's a good argument. Leave it, you know, it's like, it reminds me of like, it's like a very late gift. You know? It's like, if you forget to give someone a wedding gift, what are you going to do? 3 years later, give them a wedding gift? When they have a kid, then you also give them a wedding gift? It's a question which comes to mind. You're not really sure. But somehow you feel like, giving a late wedding gift is like in your face that I don't really care about you, kind of, you know? It's like, you're almost better off saying, look, let's let it slide, okay? Don't bring it up and rub it in that you forgot the wedding gift. Just, you forgot it, that's it, leave it go. But by doing it, by saying your bracha second, it's like saying is, God, you're in second place. Just forget it. You missed your shot, leave it out. Okay, right? To say it is a negative. To say it is a negative. To leave it in, you're just okay. So you're not saying it.
The only reason.
So Gemara says. Right. So now we're at the point. So what's the counter to that? I mean, it sounds like a solid point that a positive is much worse than that. You know, a bad thing is worse than just leaving it out. But the Gemara answer is no. You have to say it because someone whose breath smells, what are you doing? You're going to keep making your breath smell. Even you eat garlic. One who eats garlic, you can eat garlic more and make your breath smell worse. So what's his answer? What's he saying? He's saying is that, and we took on to this yesterday, is that bracha is a positive thing. You're supposed to say a bracha, right? It's like an asay, so to speak, in a certain sense. But like Chazal say, asur lehanos milavo bracha, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Eating without recognition of God is a negative. Okay, just stop partaking of pleasure with God's thing without recognizing Him. The action of eating without a bracha is a violation. That is a positive. It's not just an absence. See, by the wedding gift, not giving the wedding gift, you're not positively not giving the wedding gift. You forgot about it. It's history. It's all over. That's it. You're not every day walking up to Him and saying, "Hey, I heard you got married," and you know, it's history. But here, the eating the thing is making your breath smell. That's what it says. If you ate and made your breath smell, it means the eating without a bracha is a negative activity. So what do? You can do another. Every bite that you take is itself a negative. So you're saying is you want to avoid the negative of mixing up the order. You don't have. There's no other option. You're gonna have a negative the other way also. So what's the worst negative? To mix up the order or to say, I don't care, just totally ignore God and forget about the whole thing? So that's worse. So then that's the halachic point. It's not just a philosophical whatever, and that's where the Gemara goes with, is that the Gemara ends up sticking with that. It's not like it seems like the Gemara sticks with it. Is that eating without a bracha is a negative, and therefore it's making your breath smell, and therefore by eating, you can't do that. You definitely can't, you have to make the bracha, right? So that's why he gave the mashal. I mean, the mashal is really bringing out the fact that it's a, you know, that's a negative. So I don't know if this is going to help us with the future, right? So now what's the next step? So then he says, oh, by that logic, you should be able to say it afterwards. Why? What does that have to do with it, right? You should be able to say it afterwards.
Okay,
so how about this? Well, let's present the next, the rest of the Gemara, and let's think about this for overnight, okay? So what does the Gemara say? I mean, this we have to work out, because it's not so simple, because it's not just saying, therefore you should be able to make a bracha afterwards. It's saying, therefore you should be able to make a bracha afterwards, because look at the ger. I look at the case of the Gera. So apparently it's some sort of combo deal. Combining together the fact that you're allowed to make it in the middle, and that you shouldn't make it in the middle, together with the fact that a Ger could make a bracha after he goes in the mikvah. The Ger could make a bracha after he goes in the mikvah. And what does Rashi say from Ger? He says, Alma afagav de taval have ya bracha. Even though he already went in the mikvah, it's still a bracha.
But he wasn't commanded to, right?
That's true. He wasn't commanded to before.
But we say we have to say a bracha before. It's not like we're not supposed to do it. He wasn't supposed to before, so it's not...
Yeah, well, that's the Gemara Kanda with the Gemara answers. But we'll get to that in a second. But that's kind of the Gemara answers. But before you get to why it's not countable, let's see what it is countable. I mean, I know it's hard to because you have a good question about it. But apparently what it's saying is that you see, what's it trying to prove from Garrett? It says, even though he already did it, you still could, you still make a bracha. You still make a bracha. So it's somehow, what's that argument? What's the argument combined with the fact that you can make it in the middle, together with the fact that a ger should be able to make it, right? Somehow those two combine, the ger could make it, somehow say that you should be able to make it after he. To which the Gemara responds, no. By the ger, this is what Adam is saying, is that by the ger, the guy, he couldn't make it originally, because he wasn't commanded. He couldn't make it originally, so therefore he can make it afterwards. But you could have made it originally, you should have made it originally, you just didn't. You pushed it aside, you ignored it, you neglected it. So then you can't make it afterwards, it's too late. But the question is, what's that, the manushach, is could brachas exist afterwards or could they not exist afterwards? Whatever the question, we don't know exactly what the issue is, but is it appropriate to say a bracha after an activity or not? Why does it depend that, look, the ger couldn't have, and I could have. Okay, fine, that's history. Bottom line is, now I didn't. And that's after the bracha, after I ate. So is it an appropriate place to make a bracha? It's not an appropriate place to make a bracha. Why is that relevant based upon the ger or not, you know? Why does that matter? So I think we have to explain that. I mean, so basically the let's try to analyze the final steps in this Gemara here. Okay, now that's five steps in this Gemara. And once we do that, then we could do the Rosh. Because the Rosh says that if you put the drink in your mouth and you remember in the middle, oh, I forgot to make a bracha, before you swallow, oh, I forgot to make a bracha, then what you could do is you could swallow and then make the bracha afterwards. But this Gemara says you can make brachas afterwards. Right? This Gemara, that's the Gemara's conclusion, because it's not like air, you can't make brachas afterwards. So the Rosh says, no, because here, why normally you should have made it before? But here, you realized when you had the drink in your mouth and you wanted to make a bracha, you just couldn't. So therefore, it's still like when you make it afterwards, it's like it's over las yasam. Which sounds similar a little bit to the ger, right? Because it's like almost also like you couldn't make it beforehand, right? It sounds similar, but it's a little different because it's like here, like what does it mean because you remembered in the middle? How exactly does that work? Because you remembered, right? I mean, we have to analyze the Rosh. I mean, we have to get into it. Okay, this is
Rashi said, yeah.